You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Friday, February 3rd. President Joe Biden declared that the 118th Congress is a reflection of the infinite creativity of God during Thursday's National Prayer Breakfast. Biden stated, quote, "Loving our neighbor is also a part of the essence of the American promise, a promise that comes with a new Congress that is more diverse and more different. More religions, races, diversity than ever before in our history. People of all faiths, some people of no faith. Gay, straight, immigrant, Native American, differences express the infinite creativity of God, who is able to see his reflection in countless ways in different people." The president further declared that we can come together and do big things for the country. We can join hands and get things done, contending that, quote, "we can redeem the soul of America." Also during the National Prayer Breakfast, Pastor Jim Cimbala of the Brooklyn Tabernacle in New York called on President Joe Biden and members of Congress to pray for wisdom and humble themselves. Cimbala told the elected officials that, like everyone else in the world, quote, "you need mercy and you need grace daily. The Bible says this, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives liberally and will never turn anyone away," Cimbala said, quoting from James 1:5. "If anyone needed to pray for wisdom, isn't it you folks every single day?" The National Prayer Breakfast dates to 1953. The event was overseen by a non-denominational Christian ministry for decades and saw as many as 3,500 in attendance, including visitors from numerous countries. However, last month it was announced that a new organization, known as the National Prayer Breakfast Foundation, would oversee the event. Attendance was reduced to just federal government officials, their families, and a few guest constituents. The event was also moved from a local hotel to a Capitol Hill venue. Former Senator Mark Pryor, president of the board of the new foundation, told the Christian Post in an earlier interview that the changes were made as an effort to return the event, quote, "back to its origins." Layton Christian Academy, a Utah-based K-12 school, has fired four top administrators for their alleged involvement in what is potentially multi-million-dollar embezzlement scheme involving tuition funds. The academy has also filed a lawsuit in a bid to recoup some of its losses and prevent the accused individuals from accessing financial records. KSL-TV reports that the four workers are Greg Miller, head of the school, Karen Miller, an administrator, Jared Miller, a secondary education principal, and Lexi Miller, a student life advisor. The fired administrators are all members of the same family. The legal filings contend that the Millers utilized tuition money to support their business ventures. An internal investigation was launched after Chris Crowder, the son of Reverend Mike Crowder, founder of Layton Christian Academy and senior pastor at Christian Life Center in Layton, discovered a suspicious $88,000 invoice in late 2022. Port Wentworth Police Chief Matt Libby in Georgia abruptly announced his retirement Monday, just days after Officer Jacob Kersey resigned after he was suspended for voicing his views on biblical marriage. The department placed the 19-year-old officer on paid administrative leave on January 4th after he refused to take down a Facebook post in which he paraphrased the Apostle Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. He wrote, quote, "God designed marriage. Marriage refers to Christ and the church. That's why there is no such thing as homosexual marriage." Libby says he initially believed that he had been fired, but was later offered a second chance if he remained silent about his Christian beliefs. He told the Christian Post, quote, "My chief likened what I said to using the N-word, so he equated me to the most horrific kind of racist." Libby provided no reason for his retirement, but Kersey believes the decision was absolutely connected to his situation. He said, quote, "The police chief was forced to resign after my story made national headlines. America wants to know why." A 37-year-old man in Ontario, Canada, is seeking to die through medically assisted suicide, claiming that dying through Canada's Medical Assistance in Dying Program, or MAID, is his only option. Tyler Dunlop, a healthy, able-bodied man, recently began the MAID process after visiting Aurelius Soldiers Memorial Hospital. Dunlop refused the hospital's offer to admit him for a psychiatric assessment, in addition to offers of food, water, and shelter. He told Aurelia Matters last week, quote, "I calmly explained it in my right mind. I wasn't intoxicated or smoking dope or anything. I just said I really think this would be the best decision for me. I've researched it. This is an informed decision. I'm not wasting your time." Dunlop claims he's trying to raise the issue of equality by highlighting how some people are unable to access resources, resulting in assisted suicide being their only option. Dunlop, who has struggled with homelessness and mental health challenges, said he is turning to assisted suicide because he believes, quote, "I really don't have a future." Canada legalized physician-assisted suicide in 2016 for citizens and permanent residents who had a serious and incurable disease, illness, or disability. In 2022, Canadian Parliament expanded the law to include non-threatening physical disabilities. A United Kingdom court is hearing the case of Izzy Montague, a Christian whose 4-year-old son was forced to participate in an LGBT pride parade. The case marks the first time a British court will decide the legality of imposing LGBT ideology on primary school children. Montague filed a lawsuit against Hevers Farm Primary School in Croydon, South London, on the grounds of discrimination, victimization, and breach of statutory duties under the Education Act 1996 and the Human Rights Act 1998 for Christian Legal Center, which is supporting the mother. Judge Christopher Letham said during the first day of the 8-day hearing on Wednesday that Montague and her husband are, quote, devout born-again Christians, and they bear a belief that sexual relations should be abstained from or take place within a lifelong marriage between a man and a woman, and any activity outside those confines is sinful, per the Times UK. Montague's son was forced to attend an LGBT pride march in June 2018 after the school denied her request to excuse him from attendance. She argued that the parade was discriminatory against children following Christian or other mainstream religions, and the school created a hostile atmosphere for parents opposed to LGBT ideology being imposed on their children. CLC also says the school promoted LGBT ideology with posters and lessons, and children as young as 4 were shown a video of 2 men kissing. During a formal meeting between the mom and school officials to discuss her concerns, the head teacher's daughter wore a t-shirt that read, quote, why be racist, sexist, homophobic, or transphobic when you can just be quiet? Thank you for listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice, Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.